KSRN News. I'm Jason Walker. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Democrats are sticking to partisan demands while the American people are hurting.
They would rather not pay the troops and TSA agents and Border Patrol agents. They would rather stop services of FEMA in the middle of a hurricane season than to do the right thing for partisan political purposes. It is selfish. It is reprehensible.
But could there be action on the horizon? House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries now says Democrats are prepared to discuss ending the shutdown.
We are ready, we are willing, we are able to sit down with anyone, anytime, any place, including the president and the vice president, to try to find a path forward, to reopen the government, enact a spending agreement that actually meets the needs of the American people, while at the same time addressing the Republican health care crisis.
Well, the White House calling on 9 major universities to support Trump priorities in exchange for access to federal money. Here's Greg Clugston.
This week's letter to the universities asks them to sign an agreement committing them to accept the government's definition of gender and apply it to campus bathrooms, locker rooms, and women's sports teams. It also asks colleges to stop considering race, gender, and other demographics in the admissions process. In return, schools would have priority access to funding and the White House. The schools are Vanderbilt, the universities of Arizona, Pennsylvania, Southern California, Texas, and Virginia, Dartmouth College, MIT, and Brown University. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A lawsuit has been filed by parents of a college student who was killed in a Tesla crash, claiming that she was trapped inside as the car burned because of a design flaw, making it difficult to open. This is SRN News. A church in East Tennessee continues to help its community recover from the ravages of Hurricane Helene.
It's been 1 year since that hurricane hit, but right away, First Baptist Church of Greenville, Tennessee, responded quickly to the crisis. Baptist Press reports the church played a major role in the rebuilding of 6 houses in 4 days early on, an effort which continued in the weeks and months that followed. In its ongoing work, FPC Greenville is providing furniture for people who are flooded out of their homes. They're also partnering with other Baptist churches in the state to provide money and materials for storm victims. George Williams, SRN News.
At least 25 people killed when a church under construction collapsed Wednesday in Ethiopia. Incident happening as worshipers had gathered. Local hospital says the victims include children and elderly people. Hospital now seeking support from the Red Cross to look after the injured. This is SRN News. Flu season is arriving, and with that, weather to get a shot.
Experts say this month, October, is the ideal time to get protected before flu cases begin climbing in November. Dr. Philip Wong, director of Dallas County Health and Human Services in Texas.
It's really important. It's preventable. These are effective. They're safe. It's a very serious illness. It can cause very severe illness, hospitalizations, and even death, and it does that every year.
And if you don't like needles, the nasal spray Flu Mist is available for ages 2 to 49.
Tom Sillow is a freshman at Lycoming College in Pennsylvania, and he's now a college football player. He made his debut as a nose tackle during a junior varsity game at King's College last week. So you say, what's the big deal? Tom Sillow is 58 years old. More details at srnnews.com.